Hi everyone, today we'll be reading from John chapter 8, verses 39 through 47. They answered him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You are doing the works your father did." They said to him, "We were not born of sexual immorality. We have one father, even God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and I am here. I came not of my own accord. He sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? Is it because you cannot bear to hear my word? You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason you do not hear them is that you are not of God." So in yesterday's passage, Jesus was talking to people who were actually believing in him, or perhaps they're kind of on the fence about following him. But he tells them that to know the truth, that they, if they know the truth of Jesus, they're abiding in his word, then that truth will set them free. Now, when Jesus said this, he meant freedom from sin. But the people that Jesus was talking to, in a very typical fashion that we see in the Gospel of John, is that they weren't understanding what Jesus was saying. And so we didn't read this just now, but in verse 33, they say to Jesus, "We are offspring, we're sons of Abraham, and we've never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say that you will become free?" And then later in verse 37, 38, Jesus replies to them and says, like, "I know your sons, your offspring of Abraham, but you're seeking to kill me. And I speak of what I've seen with my father, and you're doing what you heard from your father." Jesus here, what he's implying, what he's saying is that, like, I speak of what I've seen with my father, God in heaven, and you do what you heard from your father, implying that it's not God. It's not even Abraham, in a sense. Now, in this passage, they reply to him. The people reply in verse 39, and they say, "Abraham is our father." When they say this, they're like reinforcing, they're reemphasizing their ethnicity, their ethnic pride, and their lineage. They're saying, Abraham is our father. We're a Jewish people. We're a proud Jewish people. But then Jesus starts going down a very not seeker-friendly kind of message here. He basically says, no, Abraham is not your father. And what he says is, if you were Abraham's children, you'd be doing what he did. Jesus is saying, if you know Abraham was really your father, you would be living differently. You'd be seeking to hear and to accept the truth from me, the truth of God. But instead, you're seeking to kill me. They were seeking to kill Jesus. And Jesus said, this is not what Abraham did. And to throw even more shade at them, Jesus says something very strongly here. You're not doing the works of Abraham. You're doing the works that your father did. And he's implying very strongly that their father is not Abraham. Now the Jews here, they're offended. They're offended by these implications. And they say in verse 41, "We were not born of sexual immorality. We have one father, God." Why do they bring up sexual immorality here? Scholars seem to think that they say this because they know Jesus' lineage. They know that he was born of Mary out of wedlock. Mary was a virgin. She was not married yet when she had Jesus. And Jesus then, I don't think this is out of anger, you know, he's better than this, but he goes off the rails in a sense, in this big theme of not being seeker friendly. There are a lot of things that Jesus says in his ministry that would probably make his closest followers cringe and just be like, "Jesus, do you have to say it like that?" If we remember in John 6, Jesus instructed people to eat his flesh and drink his blood. I mean, that was just straight up weird. But Jesus takes it to a whole other level here. And Jesus says that your father is the devil. That's what he tells them. Imagine saying that to people seeking to follow Jesus. You know what your problem is? Your problem is that your father is the devil and you're doing the will of your father. These are really harsh words from Jesus. And he says this, I don't think intentionally to incense them, but he's pointing out the truth. And he's saying that what they were living for and was not, it's not God. It's not trying to be for Abraham or anything like that. It's that they were living for the devil. This is frightening when you read it like this, when you understand this, because when Jesus says it like this, he's essentially saying, in some ways, there are only two ways to live, only two fathers that you can be living for. One is God, our Father in heaven, or the devil, the enemy, Satan. That's it. There's no in between here. If there was any in between, if there was any possible in between, I think like this is the time, right? These are the people who would be doing it. It's people, Jewish people of this time. They were, you know, at least in name followers of Yahweh God, right? That's what they were. That's a whole part of their culture, right? Being culturally followers of God is an in between to me. That's as close as you can get to a in between following God or following the devil. They're in the middle here, but Jesus is destroying the middle. There is no middle here. All there is living for God or living for the other father, the devil. This is kind of scary, but I think it's important. It's important for Jesus' audience at the time to understand this, and it's important for us to understand it as well. There are only two ways to live. The question is, are we listening to our Father in heaven? Are we desiring to follow him and be with him? Because it's that or nothing. There is no in between. There's no middle ground. There's no hedging anywhere. You can only follow God or you don't. So these are harsh words. These are scary kind of things in some ways. But Jesus is our hope in the midst of this. He is the light in the darkness for us. Our hearts and our minds, our bodies, in a sense, are inclined to follow the devil. But Jesus came that we could be born again and we can find a new life in following Jesus and seeing the light in him. And so let's pray that we will wholeheartedly, with all that we have, seek to follow him. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that you are the light of the world. We thank you that you are our hope. And we pray that we will live for you and you alone. And Lord, we realize that you are the only one with words of truth and of life. So we receive that word today. Transform our hearts. Transform our lives. May we be born again in you. We thank you, Jesus. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen.